Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
I feel like spaghetti dancing is the right way to describe the kind of dancing we were just doing then. Morning. How are you, Penny?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. We were just talking about Pavarotti, the movie, which you went to see with your nana on the weekend.
Yes, I took my nana to see that movie.
Sorry, I think we're having a few mic difficulties there.
Crackle, crackle. Yep.
And it was really good, apparently.
Yeah, it was. I went to the Lido with 1,000 other nanas.
Oh, love it.
And they were all ooing and ahhing and clapping. It was amazing.
I love that.
Yeah. But he was like, yeah, I was just saying off air about how if you're a tenor, you have to have, you have to reach 9 Cs.
That's crazy.
And it's not a natural voice for a male, apparently. Apparently they're baritones and they have to train their voices. And he trained for quite a long time and his father had been a tenor as well. And people just loved him.
Yeah, I do remember my grandparents had a lot of Pavarotti records in their house as well. He just looked like a nice man, to be honest.
He was so smiley.
Yeah.
He was just like this smiley dude all the time, but he was kind of like the sad clown, you know? Like he was actually kind of, he had a bit of, with all the fame that he had a lot of responsibility. And he actually, the cool thing about it is that in the end, he ended up giving a lot, like putting on charity concerts and raising a lot of money, and I think that's where he found his happiness, when he actually realised that he could use his fame for a really good purpose.
And that's cool, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Like, so even if you don't like Pavarotti,
it's a good movie.
It's a really good movie, and it's directed by Ron Howard.
Oh, awesome, so good.
Anyway, sorry about that.
Fashion with a side of movies this morning, we like that. Anyway, what are we talking about?
He kind of wore a kind of crazy
style
beret in the end.
Love it.
Did he influence your choice of topic today at all?
No, it's actually a more practical reason.
what was the reason there? We were just talking about that as
well. People may not know this, but my hair's not naturally black.
What? You're Penelope Noir.
No.
That can't be right.
So this is a practical
I can't
fashion.
You've just on air.
Penny's wearing a fantastic fuzzy beret today to cover her regrowth, which is great. That's what we're here for. But we are talking about berets. They've got amazing history.
Yeah, because when you think about it, they kind of they cover a lot of things. You know, they've symbolised in the past a peasant status, an artist. You know, a lot of artists wore them. In the 19th century, they became quite a kind of political thing and have continued to be so. Like a lot of military uniforms have them.
Yep.
The 1970s, of course, like Black Panthers, Black Pride. And in the 20th century, kind of like, it's become a fashion, you know, it's a fashion statement and a hint to kind of one's ideology, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Somebody described it as combines classic cool with a dangerous edge.
Oh.
Probably a little bit too far for me. But anyway, archaeologists have found traces of hats similar to berets inside Bronze Age tombs.
Wow, really?
Which is like...
Actually, I'm not that surprised.
Yeah, so it's like 3,200 to 600 BC.
That is amazing.
Yeah, and it's said to be, they think, like a combination of a Greek and Roman hat, a flat kind of floppy sun hat called a petasos, I think, and then a peleos, which was a conical
Sounds
hat.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, and then basically when felt was... invented, which if no one knows what felt is when you get wool and you kind of like scrape it and it meshes into like a...
I feel like that's what happened when I put some of my wool jumpers in the wash on hot.
Yes.
Everybody's done that at least once. Yeah.
And so that became kind of like, it was a very warm thing and people used to put it in their shoes and stuff like that, the felt. So and then that's how they kind of made a beret, but it didn't have that name. It was just kind of like this cap.
The hat.
And like Rembrandt wore one. These little portraits of self-portraits of
someone
him.
Someone said Frank Spencer. Is that someone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frank Spencer is like a 70s comedian that's very kind of, it's a very quintessential British humour.
Yeah,
and he had a very funny accent.
Penny's giggling away about that one. Oh,
that's
yes, I know who he is. I've just Googled him so I can see. Yeah, he has an iconic beret.
Yeah.
And also iconic eyebrows as well. They like go pinging off his face.
This is true. And yeah, so kind of the first kind of mass production of them was in the 1700s, where shepherds used to wear them in Basque. And then, of course, with industrialization, they became mass produced in the early kind of like, well, the late 1800s, early 1900s. They first appeared as a political statement in Spain, Second Carlist War. One of the leaders of the Carlists appeared wearing a red beret.
Oh.
The word was first documented in 1935, originates from the Latin beretum and bernis. And I found out also that on the top, you know, on the top of a beret, there's a little
sort thing. Of stem, and which always like, reminds me of the Teletubbies. Called? I have to say, it's like the is it Tinky Winky? Maybe yeah. I don't know. One of the Teletubbies has like the beret stem on the head.
Yeah, and apparently that's got a stalk, and I've never really known what it's for, but I imagine it's so that you can pull your hat off real quick.
Oh, yeah. That would make sense. Just if you really need to hide your beret at a rush.
Yeah. The French. Army wear light blue berets, or did. Black beret is always kind of remained prevalent in peasants. And of course, in the 1920s, it became the thing that artists and poets and writers and singers like Ernest Hemingway, Edith Piaf, mm-hmm. Lauren Bacall all wore them. World War One, British Royal Tank Corps adopted black berets. There's also the green berets, which is the US. Like special forces.
It's kind of interesting how it's got such military links as a hat. That's kind of interesting because also you've got like your Che Guevara sort of revolutionary of side of the beret as well, but that's still got a militaristic kind of undertone to it as well.
Yeah,
I wonder why they were so popular with the army. Is it just because it's sort of small and compact, do you reckon?
Probably, and also if they're out in the elements.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
The fact that it is a warm thing.
Or and maybe felt fairly waterproof as well.
And maybe they couldn't get their regrowth done.
Maybe they couldn't get their regrowth done in the deserts. There's no hair salons to get their black redone.
Yeah, and Beyonce, of course, did an ode to the Black Panthers at the Super Bowl halftime.
That was so amazing. Yeah. That was so amazing. And there are lots of berets in there. Yeah.
And, you know, French film noir, kind of like, it's totally a fashion item with, like, Brigitte Bardot and that kind of, like, leading that sort of, like, thing. And, like, Gucci have brought them back.
Gucci likes a bit of a sort of like military cut, I think. Yeah. They've always got like a bit of a military jacket or that, beret kind of thing going on there.
Yeah. And Chanel had them a couple of years ago. So they're always there.
They've never quite left.
No, I don't think they'll ever really go out of fashion.
I have a beret that belonged to my dad that is like a felt beret that it's a little bit too small for me though, so I don't really wear it very often, but I do love it. It's
I've got this furry one and then I've got a plain black one. But when I was... when I was a kid, I've always had a history of like going out with my nana or my great grandmother. My great grandmother was called Gaga. That's what we call it.
Yeah.
And I had to dress in a particular way when I went out. So like when I was like 10, I remember her buying me this shirt that was like $50. That was so expensive at the time. Oof. But every time I went out with her, I had to wear a red beret.
Oh, cute.
That was the rule. We used to bust to town and I used to wear this red beret.
I love that you're able to fit the headphones over the beret.
Yeah,
I think that's a real skill. I have a really, really massive beanie and I can't manage the headphones.
Maybe you
over
need
it.
A beret. Maybe that's what it is. They're practical hats.
Can you hear through the headphones right now?
Yes.
Oh.
There we go. Practical, fashionable.
I will get you a beret.
Thank you. Okay. I'll hold you to that.
Okay, cool.
You know what we're going to have to play now, because it's compulsory to play it, is, of course, Prince.
Yes, of course.
Raspberry Beret. Thank you very much, Penny. See you this afternoon for your show as
Thank
well.
Thank you so much.
Oh, what a good song. All the different kinds of berets.
I love this song.
I was a bitch.
Of course, with Raspberry Beret, because it would be rude not to play that after talking about berets with Penny this morning. Thank you, Penelope Noir, for bringing us berets, a very layered history to those hats.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.